On the KSRO live line is Brian Lowry. He is a reporter for CNN, covers many topics, including the media and entertainment. And Brian, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you.
It was the long extended version of the Oscars last night, even though there was a prize, sort of dangled about at the top of it, a nice new jet ski for the person with the shortest acceptance speech, but that part didn't work out.
No, and it never seems to. You know, they started the show a half hour earlier this year because they realized that it doesn't necessarily help to have the show start at 8:30 Eastern time and end after midnight, and it still ran, you know, close to 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Wow.
So, they tend to go on, and a jet ski is clearly not enough to keep most of the recipients from using the stage to prattle on a little bit.
You know, not the most memorable of Oscars of all time, but did they stick the landing in that there were so many difficult topics coming to this, Me Too, obviously, and sexual harassment, so they sort of just got through this one, maybe?
That's the way it felt. I actually said that before the show, that this whole award season has felt like kind of a protracted endurance test, and you know they've had this extra degree of difficulty because the Me Too movement and Harvey Weinstein cut such a large figure through the award season that it was just, you know, a bit of keeping Hollywood's own house in order that they couldn't ignore. And so to deal with that and address some of the political issues of the day, which you knew people were going to do, and still hand out the awards, I really think that there's a sense, you know, the Oscars are always a celebratory affair for the people who win, but I think in the organizing circles, I think there's really sort of a sense of relief that this stretch is behind them and they can kind of look forward to next year.
Would you agree that Frances McDormand was ready to roll? She was, you know, she seemed fidgety in her chair prior to, way prior to the announcement of the Best Actress category, and she was just ready to put it down by the time she got to stage.
Well, I think, you know, one thing about the show is that it did go down to the wire on Best Picture. I think there were two or three movies that everybody thought had a pretty legitimate shot at winning. But almost everything else, with a couple of, you know, smaller exceptions, went according to form. So all of the acting categories went to people who have already won multiple times through the course of award season. And I think she had a pretty good idea. She, you know, especially after you see Gary Oldman and Sam Rockwell and Allison Janney all win, that she was going to be next. So she clearly knew she was going to have an opportunity, and she planned for it, and she made the most of it.
You know, one of the big stories was even before the Oscars got started, Ryan Seacrest, the allegations against him. He sort of managed to kind of get through it. No major snubs for him. I don't know if you saw any of his pregame coverage of the show.
I saw a little bit of it. I really don't understand what E! Was thinking with that. Just in the sense that, I understand that there's due process and that the allegations that he's denied them and that they're unproven and what so have you. But it just seemed like a distraction that they didn't need to deal with. I know he's very embedded with the network. He produces several shows for them. He's obviously their kind of marquee talent. But I think it would have behooved them in hindsight, and it doesn't just take hindsight because I said it before, that just to say, hey, Ryan, you're the busiest guy in Hollywood. Go watch the Oscars from Hawaii this year. Let one of their other hosts, their other hosts carry the ball.
And speaking of that particular issue, Brian, also after the Oscars, there is some blowback from the Time's Up movement and the Me Too movement because of a couple of men who have been accused of domestic violence who took home some pretty big Oscars last night. One was Kobe Bryant, who won it for Dear Basketball, the animated short. The other was Best Actor Gary Oldman, who was accused by his then wife in 2001. Of beating her up in front of their kids. So I'm wondering, as far as the movements goes, at what point do you not applaud when somebody like that wins?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I think the Oldman thing has certainly been a complicated kind of shadow over this. I think there is this award season is over, but I don't think this issue is by any means over, and there are more people that are going to end up being accused of things, and there's no formula right now still on who gets shunned.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not not everything is being equally applied, and that is one of the puzzles that everyone faces. And, you know, I think in the initial rush, there was an effort to kind of try to purge people who had misbehaved or been accused of misbehavior, and I don't think that's a perfect process, and I think it's pretty clear it's not going to happen overnight.
You know, we all know the Oscars is going to be long. Jimmy Kimmel even alludes to the fact that it's going to be long. But yet then they keep doing all these montages and trailers and bits. I mean, is there a limit on how long this thing can be?
No.
I mean, it's what's interesting is every other award show, with the possible exception of the Grammys, is held to a rigid time window. You know, the Emmys are 3 hours long. That's it. The Emmys may go over a minute or so, but if the Emmys look like they're running over 3 hours, or the Tonys look like they're going to run over 3 hours, they start throwing stuff out. The Oscars, on the other hand, it ends whenever it ends, and it's just the way they've always done it. I think it's something, if they're really concerned about the ratings and people grousing about it, that's something they might want to address. But the truth is, this is their big night, and I think they want to get in everything they intend to get in.
Yeah, that's very true. One more note for you, Brian, and that we were just talking about Jimmy Kimmel. Will he be back for a third year? I mean, it really is the most thankless job in Hollywood, hosting the Oscars, isn't it?
Well, it is, but, you know, I think the sort of underreported part of this is that when ABC renewed its deal a couple of years ago, one of the parts of that deal was that ABC got more control over the production of the show.
Uh-huh.
They used to just broadcast the show, sell the ads, and take the money, and now they have more creative input. And I think their attitude is, if we're going to put on this show, we're going to promote our late night guy when we do it.
All right, so
and
it could be Roseanne next year then, theoretically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll just have her sing the national anthem.
Maybe that's
so,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, thank you so much. We appreciate the armchair quarterbacking this Monday morning. Thanks for being here.
All right, thank you.
That is CNN reporter, entertainment reporter Brian Lowry on KSRO.